Tara Joy, Jacob Collier, Stanley Clark, Emmett Cohen, Ron Carter, Diane Reeves, and more. Details at dcjazzfest.org. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Every Thursday morning, from 2 to 5 a.m., Spirits Free Radio, hosted by DJ M, presents a variety of jazz music, from free and spiritual, to cool and smooth, to groovy and funky. That's Spirits Free Radio, every Thursday, 2 to 5 a.m., WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Growing up in the church, three queer folks got the call and came together. I'm Daffo the Flower with the God Glow Up.
And I'm Jay Flower, the church girl gone God, aka Miss Praise in Print.
I'm Jay Barber, everybody's uncle and father. We're here offering a sanctuary for queer folks.
Here we believe God is for everybody. This is the Fellowship Hall on Inside Out.
Yes. The Inside Out Collective illuminates and celebrates the rich diversity that is the LGBTQIA plus experience. We are proud to be a part of the legacy of cutting edge public affairs programming on WPFW, home of Jazz and Justice Radio. Inside Out airs every Monday at 6 p.m. on 89.3 FM and WPFWFM.org. Y'all, we are currently in our summer membership drive, and maintaining your connection to music and information you don't hear anywhere else is what your support of 89.3 FM is all about. You can donate by calling 202-588-9739, visiting WPFWFM.org, or Cash App us at $WPFWFM. And be sure to put Inside Out in your notes section. We've been going through a lot these few days, and you know, we just really, really want y'all to show the love back, because I know that WPFW blesses each and every one of the listeners here. And where else would you get a show like Inside Out and the Fellowship Hall? Duh. So definitely, please donate. We look forward to getting your contributions and shouting y'all out as you do. First, I just want to say, hey, what's up, Jay Flower? What, Jade Flower? What's up, Jay Barber? What's going on, y'all?
Hi. Peace, Daffo. Hey, peace, Blue. Up? Oh, are we not? Blue no, hasn't entered the room yet. Okay.
You good, Jay?
We're still.
Blessed.
Happy new school year. Happy back to school.
We back. Let's get it. So check it out. This evening, we're talking to Blue Murphy, artist and educator making a lot of noise in the DC arts and activism scene. She's not new to the Fellowship Hall, and we're excited to have her back. Blue is a mixed media artist, educator, and photographer based out of Washington, D.C., combining striking black and white photography with acrylic paint and fabric and upcycled frames as canvases. Her artwork not only features her students, but celebrates and honors them as living pieces of art. I am art tagline, okay? Her art is about them. The photography is about them. The subject matter is always them, connecting and placing them in Black history, because she feels like there's something beautiful about connecting the past and the present and teaching them visually in that way. So everybody, welcome back to the show, Blue Mervin. Yay!
Welcome back, Blue.
Hi, family. That's really what it is. Hi, family.
Yes, yes.
I appreciate y'all having me back.
Look, we appreciate you for pulling back up, man. Last time was so awesome speaking with you. And, you know, we just had to run it back, you know? Can't get enough of a good thing. How you been? What's new? What's going on?
Well, I just finished my first campaign ever with the mayor's office connected to gun violence, the anti-gun violence campaign.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. So that was like, yeah, that was big. So I was on the news. My mama told everybody in church on Facebook that I was going to be on the news. So I was Black church famous on Sunday when I made the Sunday edition. that happened. But other than that, and I have an exhibition coming up at the Eden Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be on September 21st, so I'm getting ready for that. And it'll be the first time in a bigger scale that I'll be showing my artwork to, honestly, mostly like Black and brown people, you know what I mean? Because my very first exhibition was in Alexandria, and although I appreciated the opportunity, it wasn't like us, you know what I mean? I was going to see it. So I'm really excited to have the opportunity to be featured at Eden. And show off my photography this time, which is like vulnerable, you know, and my original work. So let's make this shmoney.
Love it.
And tell some stories, right?
Yeah, we're definitely gonna get.
I have just a quick question. How do you see this exposition at Eaton on the 21st? Like, is it invite? Is it only a certain group of people can come? Like, how?
It's one of them. I'm telling everybody.
Okay. That's good to know.
It's one of them. So I'm going to start I use social media for advertising. Y'all, I'm 42. I don't be on there, you know, hip hop dancing and posting fake life. Like, it literally is for business purposes. So it will be on my social media leading up to it. And I want everybody to show out and support Black art and Black educators, and say something about gun violence when it comes to our Black and brown kids, and support the fact that it's 2024 and we still dealing with redlining. Some of y'all students right now ain't got air conditioning or heat or,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
And didn't you have don't you have something up now? Is it in like Eaton House or something, or did that, that was your Red Line series, right? And I could tell the people, I have a little write-up about your Red Line, unless you want to, you know, but you know, I did my little research and.
You know, look, you better flex as a host, bad flex. Basically, it was one of those things where Eden is now doing this thing where they're going to be like, you know, rotating artists and making Eden House more of not only like a live workspace, communal space, a space where they have programming, but also like a gallery space for artists. So I kind of had to like earn it with the window display, because although it seems like I've had a lot of like success or whatever, but y'all, it's only been 2 years. So I'd be having to prove myself. So the window display was an amazing opportunity, but it was also like flexing, like, all right, look what I can do. And it put me in a position to be like, now give me the room. You know what I mean? So now I got the room. So now I got
love it.
Yeah.
I love it. We've been seeing the light. You know, you was creating when I first met you umpteen years ago, you know.
I mean, 25, if you really
want to come.
Okay.
Back at MSU, I was BSU, you was MSU, you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you've been doing this thing. So you know, in our eyes, you've been validated, but I know just the art world, you have to you know, prove yourself and do this and where you've been, what studio you've been at and what gallery you've been at. And you
how much following do you have? But then also too, I think there's imposter syndrome whenever you're an adult and you start a new business. You know what I mean? Like, it's just imposter syndrome. Like, you know, I'm right now, like I got my very first camera, but I was kind of embarrassed when I was telling people like, nah, I'm shooting from my iPhone. I just got my first camera. So, you know, there's just, yeah, there's always some imposter syndrome. I think if I would, you know, baking cakes or, you know what I mean? Starting some type of after school program, there'll always be some imposter syndrome. And it's there.
Yeah. But you push through, you know, you're doing a great job. I'm very proud of you. You know what I mean? Very proud of you pushing through. And I know imposter syndrome is a thing, but you know, like, I don't know, like, I feel like, you know, it's the Sanctuary Hall. We talk about spirituality and things like that. But, you know, sometimes you got to sit with yourself and you got to sit with God and be like, look, Lord, this is where you're leading me. Like, you wouldn't be leading me here unless you had prepared me or unless you going to make the way as I step out. You know what I mean? So, I appreciate you facing that. And that's kind of how I do my best to try to deal with imposter syndrome. Or like if an opportunity comes to me and I'm just like, oh, such a big opportunity. Oh my gosh, am I going to be able to do it? So much anxiety. Oh, I got to plan this. Like, no, just say yes. You know what I mean? And step out and do the thing and do it with Creator. You know what I mean? So yeah.
I think a lot of people be like posing, like when I ain't gonna hold you. When I made the portrait for the, you know, when I did the campaign with the mayor's office. So basically, like I took a student who had experienced like his uncle being shot and, you know what I mean, in real time. And then I made the portrait about him and we told, you know, his story, you know what I mean? But I didn't know that joint was gonna make the news. So then when it made the news, then I get on Instagram and like, you know, like you see certain curators and certain things happening and they're like watching. But it didn't feel like, oh, I got a bunch of likes. Nah, like people be fronting. No, it's like, no, a lot of people seeing what you gonna do next. And a lot of people don't go for their dreams because you be put in these moments where you gotta show up and it's scary. You know what I mean? It's scary. You know, it's a lot of vulnerability with art, as y'all know, like it's a lot of vulnerability with art. And I didn't understand the connection between vulnerability and success until I started to have a little bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel you. And yeah, it was with the DC Office of Prevention. Hold up. Yeah. This is my notes. What is that? Where is that?
DC Office of Gun Prevention.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And yeah. And it's so dope. I know. Like in the intro, in my bio, the bio that I was reading, you take pictures of your students, you're an educator, you know what I mean? So it lands at home for you. Like these are people that you know they mamas, you work with them, you know what I'm saying? You know they kids and all of this. So how did that come about? Or what made you start to make this new art in that way?
I think that you talk about being a Black adult and not being seen or heard. Try being a Black child and see how that feels as far as being seen as heard. You know what I mean? And so I think that, working with kids, they have a lot of stories, but it felt like don't a lot of people listen to them. You know what I mean? And so it was just like this, like, moment of just like, you know, photographing the kids and just like taking these dope shots. But then also like, how can I tell that story? You know what I'm saying? And like, how can I teach them about Black history in a visual way? But more than anything, it was literally just in my classroom. I drew an arrow on the wall and it pointed down and said art because I wanted them to see themselves that way. But at the same time, I made the logo on the back with the I am art, don't touch me, don't shoot me. Because like, how many mass shootings have we experienced over the past few years? We've experienced so many, we've desensitized it. You know what I mean? And so like this idea of like this like artistic almost protest or creating artistic awareness about the vulnerability of, you know, my students, the vulnerability of Black and brown, honestly, youth in America in general or globally. You know what I mean? I just wanted to say something. I'm no hate on any other artist who's doing their thing. Like everybody has their nugget or their lane or whatever. But I just didn't want to make something pretty that somebody put in their living room. Like I want to be one of them artists where I said something, you know, and you felt something. And yeah. So that's where that came from. Yeah.
Definitely, definitely.
If I could jump in really quickly, Blue J Flower here. I didn't get to meet you at the live conversation, at the last session. Is this your piece behind you? And could you describe it to our audience?
No, this is, where's my work? This is my mentor. This is Rachel Crouch. And so she's my principal at my school, but we've been friends for a long time, but she's my mentor. And she was the reason why I like stepped out of the classroom and really shot my shot in the art world or whatever. But yeah, she does these like poignant pictures of Black children, whereas my work is more like mixed media, I guess. Fabric and but right now the series is Redline and just like really talking about redlining and how it still affects our Black and brown kids in the hood's educational experience, right? I think if we took a group of kids from Southeast, you know what I mean, but off of Bennett Road, and we took them up Montgomery County and they saw like a salad bar in there in a school out there, they'd be like, whoa, you know what I mean? You're like, oh, wow.
So we're going to hold that thought right there. This is the Fellowship Hall, a sanctuary for queer folk on Inside Out. And you are listening to Daffo, Jay Flower, and myself, Jay Barber, on WPFW 89.3 FM. If you've never contributed to WPFW 89.3 FM before, make this moment that you start your investment. But there's an even bigger reason to make your first contribution right now. Independent sources of music that are free of commercials and get their support from listeners instead of shareholders survive and thrive only when people who believe in them also support them. We know you will believe in us. Donate now at WPFW.org, calling 202-588-9739 or using Cash App $WPFWFM. Yeah, so the reason why I support and here on and am here on WPFW is because I really believe in the mission. This is one of only a couple of LGBTQIA plus shows on the air right now, and WPFW makes that happen. So meanwhile, take a listen to our first sermonic selection before we get into more combo with Blue Murphy.
What are
we listening to?
Days of Our Lives by Bone Thugs and Harmony. Kalia, cue us up, baby.
Only time will tell who dies. Only time will tell. Come look deeply in my eyes. See the murder mode that lies.
See the murder mode.
Days of our lives. These are the days of our lives. Now come into my world and you can see that we are more than thugs, more than thugs, more than thugs, more than thugs. We're just a little twist of harmony, but smoking lethal warriors, warriors, warriors. Now come into my world and you can see that we are more than thugs, more than thugs, more than thugs. We're just a little twist of harmony, but smoking lethal warriors, warriors, warriors.
Eternity of thugs, here I come telling them soldiers yours. Been daily collecting my lesson without under question, without any question, stressing, no resting. We journey this blessing, shifting the game, rearranging things. Cause once the world was bringing me down, mesmerized, controlled by the other side. That the devil was in my town, looking for me.
But it won't get me in time. Only like any rhyme, we rhyme. Better believe it's all a dime. And we'll be live. We straight up soldiers, soldiers. Better get no torture, torture. We roll before we go roll. And then we ride, and y'all, all of y'all, all of y'all. Y'all my dogs, if you call or you fall. You better than within whatever that I will be. Lean on me, but let us get rid of the enemies. Look at me singing a wild, wild. But if you think you can hang it, now come into my world and you can see that we are more than thugs.
More than thugs, more than thugs, more than thugs.
We're just a little twist of harmony, but smoking lethal warriors.
Warriors, warriors, warriors.
Now come into my world and you can see that we are more than thugs.
More than thugs, more than thugs, more than thugs.
We're just a little twist of harmony, but smoking lethal warriors.
Warriors, warriors, warriors. In the studio, y'all know we roll hydro every time. We rhyme, I'm high, look at me deeply in my eyes. I rise to the top of the game. No way did I have to run, no way did I have to turn. Sure, but a lot of these things won't learn. But the money that I earn won't burn, so come again.
Better watch that mag 10. This one's for me and my friends. We steadily rolling, I told you, keep bringing home platinum and gold. Once pat pat, put it all on the ground, yeah, boom. Yeah, we used to get down, get down. Put it clap back, put it on the ground, I get down.
Well, it must be thousands, try, when I'm out, we ain't gon' get no. Sitting on out of my window, little easy, bless yourself.
the streets and none of these poverty's hollies know me. Still wanna fuck up, no, no.
I'm coming to my wedding, you can see that we are more than done. More than done, more than done, more than done. We're just a little twist of harmony, but smoking lead the warriors.
We're warriors, we're warriors, we're warriors.
Now coming to my wedding, you can see that we are more than done.
Better put it in the Mercedes. Better rip the scripture, sister. Reach me, I want me with a city in. And baby, double be up and get one for my friend. Twin. We've been on both sides of the bin. So who wanna bag? You wanna bag? Gotta bag so set him out of the dog. Turn the liquor store for the bus to ride. All of my luck and tell dies. So pick up the puzzle and pieces and put it together by night.
My Lord and Lord, maintain this heart, cause I'm a soldier at war. Cause everybody wanna try to bring up the devil in me, but the evil's embedded in me, keeps me at ease. Take notes, no, cause here it comes. Never them all coming to carry you. Get caught up in this when they wanted the bangs out. Show love. Let me put it into your temple, like, we'll let it bang out. Down. You can see that we are more than done.
More than done, more than done, more than done.
We're just a little twist of harmony, but smoking lead the warriors.
We're warriors, we're warriors, we're warriors.
Now come into my wedding, you can see that we are more than thugs.
We're more than thugs, we're more than thugs, we're more than thugs.
We're just a little twist of harmony, but smoking lead the warriors.
We're warriors, we're warriors, we're warriors.
Now come into my wedding,
only time will tell who died.
We're more than thugs, we're more than thugs, we're more than thugs.
With just a little twist of harmony,
come
but smoking lead the warriors.
We're warriors, we're warriors, we're warriors.
Now come into my world and
see the murder
more than
love.
These
are the days
that we are more than
thugs, more than thugs.
These are the days of our lives.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Fellowship Hall on Inside Out. Yo, we are in our summer membership drive. Please call in your pledge at 202-588-9739 or cash app us at $WPFWFM and put Inside Out in the notes section. Shout out to Bone Thugs and Harmony, man. Shout out to, you know, kids born in the late 80s. We grew up listening to that, you know. And shout out to our kids being more than thugs. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know, like crazy. I picked this song because it kind of like speaks to how you show the student, your student subjects, and you show the light that makes them magic. Like you magnify the magic in them, the drip, the sauce per se, you know? And
like, I was definitely about to ask, why did you pick this song?
That's why. See the correlation. And later on.
I got the more than thugs. I was like, okay.
See. And later on, Anthony Green, he said that his play is kind of like an ode to Set It Off. But we're going to talk about that later. So it's all, you know, all coming together. But we'll hear about that later. But meanwhile, Blue, you said you have an upcoming exhibition and it's photography. So will it be?
I'm gonna do half and half. So I usually create my like mixed media collages from my own photography and historical images, but I never featured just the photograph. So this time it'll be an original on the left or the right, and then it'll be just the photograph on the right. But everything is gonna be connected with a red line. So the red line will be going through the photography, through the frame, on the wall, through the original. You know what I mean? And it's going to be like this whole thing, but that's nice. That vulnerability of just like my photography is good enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, so it's a layer on top of the normal photography and mixed media and redlining. So it's just a little sprinkling, little sauce on top.
You know, can't be contained. Sauce can't be contained.
Exactly.
But I wanted to ask you guys, because y'all are all artists, how does being queer affect your artistry? Does that make sense? This is a question I've been asking myself recently. Like, how does being queer and part of the queer community affect you as an artist, you know?
Yeah. Huh. Jay Flower, you want to start?
Sometimes I think we should be off mute just so you could get people's like initial responses and stuff. So it's less than air. And then also I'm like, but if you're off mute, then you'll get the static noise of people's like lived experiences. So we need to discuss that at our next like team meeting. Okay. But that is a great question, Blue. Thank you, Daffo, for asking me if I wanted to answer that first. And I don't know. I think being queer affects my writing in the way that being Black does, or the way that being human does, or being from DC does. Like, it's an aspect of my life, and I write about my life. Yeah, but I don't think, I think in some mediums, being queer takes a really big notion, because you're like queering things, like queering theory or queering something, but I don't think it's that deep for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree. Were you finished, Jade? I'm sorry. Okay. I agree. Like, you know, if I'm writing a song, I'm going to say she, you know, or they or whatever, you know, it's not going to be male-centered, male-focused, you know. It just, yeah, I just make it for me and my life and those who are like me and those whose life is like mine, as much as it can be, being that we all have individual lives, you feel me? So I just think I'm just real about what I like, and I'm not putting he in it to be like, oh, this reaches the masses, you know what I'm saying? So just staying true to what I like and who I love, and kind of like making it feel okay for others to do the same, and stop censoring the male all the time, you know, patriarchy, rant, all of that, you know. And it's hard, you know, it's programming, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of programming, but I feel like doing my art, I'm in my purest form. So the programming isn't as heavy, or I've been doing it so long that I'm free enough to not feel confined, like, oh, I shouldn't say she or they or queer or whatever, you know what I mean? So yeah,
I would agree with what everyone has said. It doesn't really lead, however, it is what I like to, you know, the people I connect with, the area of space that I like to be in. So I really foster what I do around, what would you like to do? And then hope that it, you know, carries and sends waves and vibes out. So, yeah.
I just found out that Jay is a whittler. Jay be whittling little figures and things. We're talking about birding. Yes. And Jay was like, yo, I be whittling little birds. I was like, what?
What is whittling? Like carving things?
Yes, yep. It is basically carving things. I enjoy all my downtime carving things. So the last thing I carved was a little bird, which was very interesting to do. For this upcoming holiday, I plan on whittling some spoons. I'm really excited about this, y'all.
That is very exciting. What kind of wood or material do you whittle out of? Why is it called whittling?
right
It's such a funny word. I'm about to go whittling. Gone whittling. I feel like it's a lost art form too in the Black community. Like, Black people, we used to whittle. We didn't have toys. We used to make stuff out of them sticks out the backyard.
Right.
The wood on the plantation.
Out there whittling and whatnot.
whittling.
That first baby doll was a whittling doll.
Exactly. I'm telling you, my spoons will be made out of walnut. And what is the other one? It's like a cherry wood. So I'm kind of excited, y'all.
Okay. You know, Uncle Willie's a whittler, and he'd be in them woods whittling whittles.
They said they was your uncle, okay? Let's
straight up.
People, when they tell you who they are, believe them. I'm not going to hold you, though. If you whittle a fork and a spoon and a Black person put it in their kitchen, that is a historical reference to the Negro community, and I support you.
Straight okay? up.
Straight
come on
up.
History. Come on with the history, educator.
Everybody grandma had that fork and spoon in the kitchen. Don't
you
play.
Right.
So I think, Jay, we need to auction this spoon for 100, 250 to the next caller into WPFW.
That's it. Make the donation.
Ancient future blackened space whittled spoon. That's just present, future, and past at the same time. This is Fellowship Hall Sanctuary for queer folks on Inside Out, and you are listening to your uncle Jay Barber, Daffo, and myself, Jay Flower, on WPFW 89.3 FM. Before we go to a station break, I want to remind y'all that we are in our summer fundraising drive and need your support. 89.3 is 100% listener funded and provides quality programming such as classical and contemporary jazz, blues, oldies, world, and Latin music. We give you news coverage and reporting with the emphasis on stories that are not covered in mainstream media through programs like Democracy Now!, Hill DC, and the Inside Out Collective. Donate by calling 202-588-9739. You can go to WPFWFM.org or you can Cash App $WPFWFM. This is the only way you will get an original barber spoon whittled from cherry oak wood on the riverside of the Anacostia River, okay? 202-588-9739. Call now or go to WPFWFM.org or Cash App $WPFWFM. And so we're going to go to station break now.
Up at the sky, I smile because I know that my God is smiling down on me. I feel His presence in the moonlight, smile and know that. Gratitude, gracious, I'm so grateful, I feel greatness. Radical, radical, radical statements, these bold statements. My God is so voracious, no man below He could ever come before me. And yes, I'm scared low-key, but I be okie-dokie. Pull up to church all white, fresh, clean, soapy. Praising the Lord on both knees, get teary-eyed, choky. Teary-eyed, choky, dressed in my Sunday's best. I get my Sunday's rest, skincare to decompress, ignoring all y'all texts.
Rise up high again. No need to pretend I am His, I am.
Doo-doo. I know I am.
Doo-doo.
I know I is.
Doo-doo.
I know if I fell down once, I could fall again.
Doo-doo.
He'll light the way.
Doo-doo.
I'll burn the bridge. Regardless if I mess up, I still know I'm His. Comforter, confidant, comfortable, confident, capable, colorful, curious, courteous, clever. I know that I am anointed. My light will travel wherever. My spiritual garden flourishes no matter the weather. Opulent, dominant, prominent, ominous, competent, androgynous. He say, she say, they autonomous. Musically irrelevant, lyrically illiterate, but I can't pay too much attention. I know how pure my spirit is. That's why I stay inside my journal pages. That's how I stay rich. That's how I love myself through different stages.
Rise up high again.
Get teary-eyed, choky, dressed in my Sunday's best. I get my Sunday's rest, skincare to decompress, ignoring all y'all texts.
Rise up high again.
This Labor Day, September 2nd, WPFW centers programming celebrating workers with The Grind, Work, Resistance, and Hip Hop. From 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., we'll hear from workers about conditions, organizing, and resistance, as well as present our annual survey of labor music. At 1 p.m., WPFW's Decipher Collective takes over until midnight, with hip-hop reflecting the highs, lows, and mid-ranges of the daily grind. That's The Grind, Work, Resistance, and Hip-Hop. This Labor Day, 9 a.m. until midnight, on WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
And scene. All right. Sorry about that, you all. Welcome back to the Fellowship Hall. This is a sanctuary for queer folks, and we are part of the Inside Out Collective on WPFW. We are talking today with the artist and educator, Blue Murphy. Before we get into the conversation, I do want to say that the last song we just heard was Sunday's Best by Jochi. She is currently doing a series called Swamp Sessions to promote a new EP or album. And every time she starts leaning into faith-centered work, I really get excited. She has an interlude from last year called God that just talks about her prayer process. That's been really affirming. And so I brought that up, Blue, to ask you, how do you center faith, if at all, in your work?
I think my grandmother has this thing, or maybe it was somebody in my life that said, like, children are the closest thing to God. Right. And so because my artwork is, you know, speaking, giving them a platform to speak, and, you know what I mean, like, basically using photographs of children, which are really honestly just like these little like energy receipts, you know what I mean, of kids. And so it's just like, you know, if I'm not telling the truth, if I'm not representing them well, if I'm not representing their families well, you know what I mean, like, there's some God in telling the truth. But when I'm telling the truth and I'm using children's voices or children's images, you know I have to be very careful with that. You know what I mean? Because children are the closest thing to God. And so I think artwork that is connected to advocacy, any type of advocacy, there's God there, right? Because the premise is to change people's minds, to lead people towards the light, to think different, treat people different, and hold them different, you know? And so if I'm not leading with God in my work, if I'm not leading with spirit in my work, I know that I would not be blessed. And I probably would get smacked by the universe if I try anything shady using the energy signature in my photography of children, you know? Mm-hmm. But also if you look at my photography, there is like a reverence there, you know, there's like an honoring of children there, the way that I focus the light and try to give them halos and think about them as these little like angelic beings, you know? And if I can just represent them well, then I know, and change people's minds about kind of what's going on with gun violence right now when it comes to children, then I know that I'm in some way doing, you know, God's work. And that's why I think all of these doors have been opening so quickly, because I'm very cognizant of the fact that children are the closest thing to God. And if I play around, he gonna
it's
open.
Funny you say that. And for listeners, when Blue said children are the closest thing to God the first time, everybody's head just went back. Everybody just nodded like, Like, so would you mind, for the listeners, just like kind of expounding on what you think your grandmother meant by that and what that means to you?
I think that we are born pure. And I think that us adults and programming, you know what I mean, actually steal a lot of the light and the freedom that we're supposed to maintain through our life as adults. You know what I mean? So children, the younger they are, the less they have kind of been tainted by us as adults. You know what I mean? It's like, instead of telling them to stop talking, you probably should speak up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And instead of telling them to calm down, maybe you need to be a little bit more free, you know? And so that's what I mean about children being the closest thing to God. I think that we need to pay better attention to them so that we can live better, because they be living for real. Some of us just be waking up and going to work.
Great up. And they be knowing when we come real or when we faking or we, you know, they be knowing. And then you said energy receipts. I said, wow, that was good.
I think that's what a photograph is. I think that's why people have emotional responses to a photograph. I think it is. It's a snapshot. It's like a little energy receipt in that moment. You know what I mean? That's why people can. You ever notice how people disassociate photographs with filters? Hmm. Because photographs are supposed to be honest and real. And when you see a raw photograph, like it hits you. When you see something with a filter on it and you know it's a filter, it's like you covered up the honesty. So you automatically disauthenticate your emotions from it. At least that's how I feel.
Yeah, no, I feel you. And I have taken notice of how you use light and like it'll be shining or beaming out the back of their heads or they'll be looking up and the light is beaming on their, you know, it's shine on their face looking up. So I definitely have taken notice to that.
My kids aren't photographed as angels or painted as angels other than Christmas. Think about any other time you see a black angel other than Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Beautiful. I'm still stuck on energy receipts. I was like, golly, that was wow.
It's true. Yeah. And I think also as a kid, maybe I didn't feel as heard or as listened to, you know? And so maybe this is the little Brandy, you know what I mean, is finding her voice through this process too.
Yeah. That's beautiful. And I feel you, like, you know, the programming is so strong, and it's such a task trying to deprogram. And it's just all about like self-awareness and like, hey, oh, is this my ego? Oh, am I doing this because society says I should do this? Or is this the norm? Is this how I should be acting? But it doesn't feel right. You know, all of these things that you go through, and, you know, kids aren't as tainted, and, you know, the younger they are, you know. Of course, they're sponges, you know, we're all affected by our environment, but I definitely agree with what you said about how, you know, they're closer to God or the closest thing to God because they're so young and unprogrammed. Mm-hmm. What up, Jay?
I just kind of have a question. What would you say to young people who are interested in creating art? Like how could they get inspired? What could help them move along in that process? As an educator, you know, young people are always trying to figure out what direction they should go into. And I do feel some of them feel a little not confident in something that is creative because we kind of give them this idea that you can't make money from it. What are some things that you think, you know, could help our young listeners?
I think the first lesson I learned was that social media is free advertising. It's not going to be free forever. I already know that. But social media is free advertising. You know what I mean? So whatever you're creating, if you are whittling spoons by the Anacostia River, right? Or if you are making sculptures or you're painting, like make a process video, like let people see your process of creating, you know what I mean? And post it. You know what I mean? Have a website because your social media, your Instagram, your Facebook, whatever, that's the new business card. So instead of posting a bunch of stuff, you know what I mean? Really curate what you want people to see or know about you or your business. And, you know, everything doesn't have to be that. So I would say, like, turn your social media into free advertising and advertise what you're making. You'd be surprised how many sales you can get online. The next one would be the bigger it is, people perceive the more money it's worth. So if you draw, that's great. But if you're only drawing on 8x10 pieces of paper, you know, you're going to get a certain price point, no matter the detail. But you do that same drawing 18x24 and put it in a frame. You know what I mean? People are automatically going to be like, okay, like, all right. There's a value in the little price point. Make a t-shirt. Printful, that's what I use, but like make a t-shirt, you know, at a $20 price point with whatever design you got going on, and make a commercial with your friends instead of dancing and doing all the TikTok dances. Okay, TikTok dance in your t-shirt and sell it. You know what I mean? Like there are so many avenues to, you know, to start a business and make money off of your business and art. Also, Like, you can get into galleries, you know, you can. It really is possible. It's not impossible, but you do have to be consistent. So if you're doing portraits of animals, do the portraits of animals, you know what I mean? And make enough where they like, oh, that's the animal portrait joint. I'm trying to holler at that, you know? And my only advice as an educator would be, please stay away from celebrities. Please do. If I see one more painting by Erykah Badu or Nipsey Hussle and all that, please stay away from the celebrities because.
But don't those sales? See, that's why I'm like, we need to unmute because everybody's laughing and y'all cannot hear us laughing. Because I'm like, I feel like the celebrity sale, if anything, the more try, the more interest in celebrities. Like, don't go Billie Holiday, go. I can't think of an interesting one, but y'all know what I mean.
Like a Cash Doll or something, right?
Yeah, go. Well, not Cash Doll.
Bob Marley. What did everybody do? Bob Marley, Erica.
Right, but who would be okay? Don't go Erica, but I do go Sister Nancy. Like, what the bomb, bomb? Like, if it was a real nice one of her, that's like real deep cuts. You gotta really be in the reggae.
But think about it. If you saw a portrait of her, you'd be like, yo, I need that. I don't never see that. You know?
Yeah,
I mean?
Yeah. But so not celebrities, but the right celebrities.
No, because here we go, right? There's so many artists that do the celebrities because they already have a fan base and they sell, right? But if I were looking for your art, if I were looking for Jonquel's art, like if I were looking for your Widow Spoon, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're doing what everybody else is doing, then you're doing art for capitalism, right? You are making art just to make money. You're not saying anything, you know? And so that's why I say stay away from the celebrities. Like, can you make money? You know, yes, 100% you can, but I don't want them to end there. You know, I don't want them to just make art for capitalism, just make art for a dollar. Like, if you're going to do Erykah Badu, then do it in a way that we've never seen before. But I think instantly it's like Mickey Mouse, Erykah Badu,
right? Paint her in that desert. What song was that? That when she was in that desert, it was all cracked up. The land, painter standing out there, that joint was that'd be dope, I feel like. But I feel you saying, like, don't paint the oversaturated artists and whatnot.
Don't just do it for capitalism, because honestly, the thing that makes Black people the art is that we are unique in our voices and the things that we do. You know what I mean? So don't just be another Black artist doing that. Be you. What do you have to say, and how can you say it differently? And a lot of times when students get caught in that celebrity box, they don't know how to pivot, because everybody said they're like their Michael Jordan or their Kobe Bryant drawing. Yeah, mm-hmm. Everybody did. But what if you drew your granddaddy? As a new level of vulnerability with the drawing of your granddaddy, and that could resonate with people different and connect to their emotions different, you know.
Yeah. So
And
I like what you said, like use, instead of, you know, just doing the dances on TikTok, be in your own t-shirt. It's wild. It's hard to get them out of that trance, that scroll trance. Like, social media be having them in a trance, and it's just so quick and superficial and whatnot. But like, think about how it can actually benefit you, you know what I'm saying? Just as opposed to just being stuck in the trance, looking at everything real surfacey, real, oh, this is popular. Like, be the trendsetter, be the one making things popular. And, you know, like, I know DC be supporting kids, but I'm like, people want to support youth, you know what I'm saying? So somebody gonna see you on your grind and be like, oh, I'm about to drop all this money on this little young entrepreneur, and we want to team up and so on and so forth. So
you don't have to be 21, you don't have to be 35, you don't have to be 41 to start your own business. Like, there are kids out here making money. Remember those two Black boys that made all that money off of their t-shirt business, and they came out of Suitland High School?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's so many avenues using art where you really can. Little girl made $1 million off of selling lip glosses. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can do this. You know, you don't have to wait. But that's the only thing I would say, is just like, curate your social media so it's connected to your business, and not just like, hey y'all, I'm at the mall today. Like, nah, like, buy my ish because I'm amazing.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And I know we about to segue to our last portion of the show, but I definitely wanted to thank you, Blue Murphy, for pulling up on us again, and such a robust conversation. And when is your exhibition going to start and where again, and your socials?
Okay, so the exhibit, first of all, I appreciate y'all and I love y'all family. Yeah. And I want to see y'all soon. I do. We need to do something. But anyway, yeah, it's going to be at the Eden Hotel. The opening will be 1 o'clock on September 21st, that Saturday. My social media is BLU_Murphy at Instagram. And then my website is bluemurphyart.com. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Stick around though. But Jay Barber, take us away.
All right. This is the Fellowship Hall, a sanctuary for queer folks on Inside Out. And you're listening to Dapo, Jay Flower, and myself, Jay, on WPFW 89.3 FM. Please keep WPFW alive by sending in your generous donation via Cash App, $WPFWFM. Visiting WPFWFM.org or by calling 202-588-9739. Thank you, Blue, for coming on tonight. And now we have playwright and filmmaker Anthony Green closing us out with info on his latest play, Run That Stunt, at the Anacostia Playhouse. Anthony.
Hello. How y'all doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey. So excited to be here to tell you guys about the play. So I am a writer and director. I am also the founder of something called Cage Birds Productions. So at Cage Birds Productions, we affirm the Black LGBTQIA+ lived experience on screen and on stage. Yeah, so we are most known for our original stage play, When Boys Exhale, which is our like gay version of Waiting to Exhale that we've like done in DC a couple of times, and Atlanta, and Houston, and Nashville. And our newest creation is our gay version of Set It Off, which is entitled Run That Stunt. Yes, this original play comes to DC next month on September 20th and 21st at the Anacostia Playhouse. Tickets are on sale now. You do not want to miss this show. If you love Set It Off, it is full of Easter eggs and references and music from the show. So please come out and support local Black LGBT artists in the DMV area telling our story. You might want to get those tickets kind of fast because these Cage Bird shows typically sell out. So if you go to Eventbrite under Run That Stunt, that's that with a D-A-T, Run That Stunt, we come up. Or if you just Google Run That Stunt with a D-A-T on Google, we are the first thing that comes up.
Come on, selling out. Love that. That's beautiful. No, that sounds amazing. I definitely want to get my tickets and pull up. That's a weekend of everything. You know, the 20th, you go to the show. Then the 21st, you go to Blue Murphy's opening down Eaton House. It's just the gayest weekend ever. It's beautiful. You know, yeah. I love that.
I love it. It's a whole new pride. There we go.
Yes, I love that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So awesome. Go ahead. No, I want to thank you, Blue, and I want to thank you, Anthony. Please make sure you support WPFW so shows like this can continue to air and thrive. Give us a call at 202-588-9739. Cash App us at $WPFWFM and WPFWFM.org. Much love from the Fellowship Hall.
Yeah. Yo, Anthony, I played Days of Our Lives from the Set It Off soundtrack early. I don't know if you heard it, but I was trying, you know, segue says the gay Set It Off, right? So shout out. I'm looking forward to it. But yeah, man. Any last words, anybody? Any last words?
I just want to thank y'all for having me jump on here real quick. It's great to be a part of the gang.
Hey,
let's go. We got to get you back on.
Definitely.
We got to get you back on for sure and learn about your process of writing and developing new work, because this seems really, really cool. The artwork is phenomenal too. It definitely takes me back to the original movie.
Thank you. Yes. Can't wait to come back, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm looking up my tickets now because it's black and gay.
Okay. Oh, and always a good show. Anthony knows how to make a good time for the week.
Let's go.
And y'all know I'm in Baltimore. I'm like, okay, the show started at 2 on Saturday, but Blue show started at 1. I'm like, how am I going to make both of them happen on the same day?
It's the 20th and, is it 21st? The 20th is a Friday, though.
Yeah, but it's also one on the 21st, and Blue show is the 21st, so I was trying to see if I could do both. Oh, but it's a night show at 7 p.m. All right. Everything's perfect.
Excellent.
Thank you, listeners. Thank you for your donations. Thank you for your time. You're listening to Inside Out Fellowship Hall, and we will see you next Monday at 6 p.m.
Yes. Thank you, Talia.
Thank you.
Yow.
All right.
Dear precious listeners, we regret to inform you that our beloved station has been the target of a malicious attack. Unknown individuals have compromised our broadcasting capabilities, disrupted our streaming service, and have interfered with our office computers and phone lines. Our dedicated tech team is working tirelessly to resolve these issues, installing enhanced security measures to protect our station. Unfortunately, this effort comes with additional costs, and we are focusing every resource to secure WPFW's network in order to ensure the continuity of our broadcasts. Despite these challenges, our passionate programmers continue to create the shows you love, striving to provide the best content for your listening pleasure and enrichment. Now more than ever, we need your support. Share the word about WPFW, and please consider making a generous donation. Together, we can overcome these obstacles and ensure that we remain on the air doing the good work that you rely on. Stand with us. Support WPFW. Help us build a better world, one broadcast at a time.
WPFW will air Democracy Now!'s coverage of the Democratic National Convention daily from 9 until 10 a.m., beginning Monday, August 19th through Friday, August 23rd. Listen and donate anytime to this programming and all of our other programming at WPFWFM.org.
Hey friends, we are back again. Mark your calendars. On Saturday, August the 24th, WPFW will host the 15th annual Blues Festival featuring Clarence the Blues Man Turner, Jim Bennett with Jesse Terrell, Stacy Brooks, Low Rent Quartet, Reggie Right Eye, and the Missing Pieces, all at Lamont's Entertainment Complex, 4400 Livingston Road in Indian Head, Maryland. Event time is from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, go to eventbrite.com and search WPFW. Why, you ask? Because WPFW is building a better world, one broadcast at a time. Believe that.
WPFW beginning Monday, July 29th, 2 a.m. till 5 a.m. with Music Memories, the best of old school from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Yes, the return of Alvin Nedab on 89.3 WPFW-FM, Monday, July 29th, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time. Thank you.
Expansions joins WPFW Tuesday, August 13th at 2 a.m. Hosted by